Elise, on the doctrine of boasting. Since we just dealt with sanctified boasting, we'll get an overview of this activity, verbal activity. All right, here under vocabulary, Roman numeral 1. In the Hebrew, we have these words that are translated as boasting in the New American Standard. Our word dabar, the verb D-A-B-A-R. Literally, it simply means to speak. It's used one time, and we bring it in here, translated to boast, indicating boasting is a form of arrogant or prideful speech. It is a verbal activity. It is translated that way in context, indicates that boasting is what's in view. 1 Samuel 2:3. Prayed and said, verse 1, my heart exalts in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth speaks boldly against my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation. There is no one holy like the Lord, verse 2, indeed there is no one beside you, nor is there any rock like our God. 3, boast no more so very proudly, speak no more so very proudly. Obviously, that's a boast, as we say, a simple boast. Do not let arrogance come out of your mouth. So it's an expression of the mental attitude, sin of arrogance. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and with Him actions are weighed. These things, people think they're getting away with it. No, they're not. Ultimately, they are not. What goes around comes around. It's a principle that everybody ought to recognize as a universal principle. We pay for our actions. So, dabar, two. Next word is halal, H-A-L-A-L. In a good sense, it means to praise, which boasting is a form of praise. In a bad sense, to boast. It's used 168 times in the Old Testament. So it's a primary word for boasting. 3, our word par, that little dot in the upside down looking G on the right there, dogus forte, that hardens the consonant. Otherwise, it'd be far, but it's par, a P-A-A-R, to beautify or glorify. In a bad sense, it's used 2 times to become boastful or boast. It emphasizes the exalting in a boast. The reason for a boast is to exalt something, to elevate it in the eyes of others. Judges 7:2. The Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give Midian into their hands, unless Israel become boastful, saying, my own power has delivered me. So that emphasizes them exalting themselves, that somehow they're the ones that brought about their victory, rather than giving the credit to God for interceding on their behalf. Also Isaiah 10:15. It's pretty good. Is the axe to boast itself over the one who chops with it? Who gets the credit for actually splitting the wood in two? The axe or the one who uses the axe to do it? See, God using people, see, is the idea. But see, you see the idea of the axe exalting itself, where it's not right. Is a saw to exalt itself over the one who wields it? That would be like a club wielding those who lift it. Or like a rod lifting him who is not wood. Our next word for is yamar, verb, yamar. Literally, that word means to exchange. So this word looks to the object of the boast. The object of the boast. What you're boasting in. Used one time in this context. Isaiah 61:6. But you will be called the praise of the Lord. You will be spoken of as ministers of our God. Isaiah 61:6. And you will eat the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. So it looks at the object of their boast. And the exchange part looks at, again, the person boasting to what they boast in. You have the phrase gadal. Peh, G-A-D-A-L, P-E-H. Literally, this word means great of mouth. That is big mouth. Boast. Obadiah 1:12. Obviously, usually those, a lot of times those who do boast are very loud in regards to their expression of it. Obadiah 1:12, only one chapter, verse 12. Do not gloat over your brother's day, the day of his misfortune. And do not rejoice over the sons of Judah in the day of their destruction, God coming down on them. Yes, do not boast. Do not make your mouth large. See. It's literal interpretation. In the day of their distress. Don't make a big deal out of it. You're not to take pleasure in other people's misery anyway. 6. Now, other Hebrew words are translated boast. They have different root meanings, like the bar, literally to speak, but understood contextually to indicate boasting. And these bring out the different aspects rather than try to list them every little word out. Just give you a rundown here. You have the word bod, B-A-D. Means empty or idle talk. The worthlessness of boasting. See, is the idea there. Rob means great or large. That kind of parallels the big mouth type of deal. Or inflating. The idea of inflating in regards to something or someone to make them look better. You have the word kabod. That means heavy, weighty, or burdensome. Often boasting is designed to intimidate others around you and put pressure on people. And then you have our word Pachuzeth. I'll get it. P-A-C-H-A-Z-U-T-H. It simply means reckless. It is translated boasting. And boasting is a very reckless approach verbally in regards to things. So you have these different nuances that are brought out, whereas the context denotes boasting is in view, and these terms are used to describe that boast. B, now in the Greek, you have alazonia, A-L-Z-O-N-E-I-A, point one, a translated pride, arrogance, verbally means to boast. Two, akeo, the verb, A-U-C-H-E-O, simply translated boast. Three, our word, our verb, kakaomai, K-A-U-C-H-A-O-N-A-I, to glory or boast, as we address that in our notes. Our noun here for kakema, K-A-U-C-H-E-M-A, it denotes the grounds for boasting, foundation or purpose. Five, are adjective causes, K-A-U-C-H-E-S-I-S, is to reason, to boast, a reason to boast. Our compound verb here, point six, eg kakaomai, E-G-K-A-U-C-H-A-O-N-A-I, to boast. And then our compound verb, kata kakaomai, out of the same family, with a different prefixes there, prepositional prefixes here, kata, to boast against, K-A-T-A-K-U-C-H-A-O-M-A-I. All right, well, we'll go ahead and save this for Sunday. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, continue to light us these things in Jesus' name. Amen.